Joseph laid the body in a tomb. Joseph of Arimathea slips into this story and then swiftly out again. No sooner has he been mentioned than he disappears. His appearance may be brief, but his contribution is incalculable. It was extremely rare for victims of crucifixion to be buried. In Roman law, it was forbidden, though occasionally it was overturned by a local magistrate. For the Romans, the public nature of the crucifixion was the point. It acted as a powerful deterrent to others. And so the bodies were deliberately left on crosses to decompose as a reminder of what would happen if people stepped out of line. An exception to this general rule was made in Judea because of the law set out in Deuteronomy 21:22-23. When someone is convicted of a crime punishable by death and is executed, and you hang him on a tree, his corpse must not remain all night upon the tree. You shall bury him that same day. Even so, this usually meant hurried burial in a mass grave. The intervention of Joseph of Arimathea, a wealthy and influential member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council, meant that not only was Jesus' body properly buried, but it was buried in a new tomb. Matthew 27 verse 60 and John 19 verse 41. The significance of this is that families were buried together and their bones stored together in the tomb. An old tomb could have within them the remains of many different people. The new tomb housed only Jesus' remains, so there could be no doubt after his resurrection that it was him. Joseph's intervention may have been mentioned only briefly, but it was vital. Sometimes the most fleeting of contributions are the most important.